I think St. Paul liked to follow up pretty closely on those he evangelized. And he would kind of follow how they were living out the faith that he had proclaimed to them. And he took a great deal of pride in the fact that he was selected by God, by Jesus, to go to the Gentile world and proclaim this message of who Jesus was, his Savior of all mankind, and that he came for all people. And so when he heard that the Corinthians were fighting among themselves, he found that a little bit disturbing. So he went to check on them. And he found out that the things that they were fighting about were really what we would consider a little bit crazy. They were arguing about who had the greatest gifts. Now remember, shortly before this, St. Paul talked about all of the marvelous gifts that God had given, that everyone has a gift from God of some sort, and they're all meant to work together for the common good, so that nobody's gift is better than anybody else's. But here they were arguing, oh, I can speak in tongues, so I'm better than you because all you can do is have faith. And I mean, to us it sounds like that's kind of crazy. But it really upset Paul. And so he went to them and he corrected them. He said, you can have the greatest gifts in the world. You can speak in any language. You can speak tongues. You can do anything. You can prophesy. You can foretell things that are going to happen, and that's wonderful too. You can have faith strong enough that you can say to a mountain, get up and move from here, move out to the sea, and it would do that. You can give away everything you own and give it to the poor, and still profit nothing because you do it for the wrong motives. So St. Paul was very clear about this. He said, if you don't do it out of a genuine love for your God and a genuine love for one another, you're pretty much wasting your time. So you may have the gift tongues, which is meant to help other people. You may have the gift of prophecy, which is helps other people to grow and to know the things of God. You may have tremendous faith, which would be an example that people can look at and say, what a marvelous gift. I need to work on that in my own life to nurture the gift that God had already given me. I can have the just extremely generous spirit, but if I do it for the wrong reasons, if I just do it for the glory, for my own glory, I'm wasting my time. So then Paul goes on to explain to the people, love really is wanting the good of the other. So he said, then he goes on with that beautiful, you did a good job, Kathy. He goes on describing what love is and what it is not. It is patient, it is kind, it is understanding, it's forgiving, all of those marvelous things. That's what love is. And it's not to do it just for me because I want something. If I do this, I know God's going to favor me. If I do this, I know this person will like me a little bit better than the other person. That's not the reason. It has to be done out of a genuine desire to do good for the other. Remember God, St. John talks about God. He says, God is love. That he says to us, essentially, this is what God is. He is love. Total, absolute, unconditional love. That's what he is. And since we are supposed to be his disciples, we have to somehow try to learn, how do we live that? How do we do what he did? How do I do something for another just because I want good for everybody or for that particular person? How do I learn to do that? It's not easy. It's not easy. God is love. It's all he's already there. He's perfect in every way. But when he says to us, you're my followers, you're my disciples, you're supposed to bring this message to the rest of the world. You're supposed to show them what it means to want good for all people, even those you may consider your enemies. And so he tells us, love is patient. It means that you have to put up with stuff that you probably would prefer not to put up with. And I know in family life, parents have to put up with a lot of stuff from kids. They have to be extremely patient with them. But they have to guide them and correct them out of love. Not because you're taking my time or disturbing me, because I sat down to watch TV and I don't want to be bothered by you kids. That's not a very good motive. But if we correct them patiently out of love for the good of that child, then we, in God's eyes, we are doing the right thing. If spouses get into an argument about something, it can be easy to be hurt. And we say things where you hurt and offend, maybe belittle the other person. And sometimes it's very hard to let go and forget about. But if you genuinely love the person, somehow or another, you work toward a reconciliation. You work toward some kind of peace and understanding, and you gradually work together to make that happen. You may get very angry at your boss at work, or coworkers, or say, classmates in school. You may get very upset with them because some of the things they do. But if we always respond with anger or impatience, instead of really looking, wanting the good for that person, we're kind of missing something. So even if you're driving in today's world, especially around here, we have people from all over the world driving around, and you wonder where they got their licenses. Somehow or another, when somebody cuts you off, instead of jumping on their windshield and busting your hand trying to bust their windshield, as we saw on TV the other day, it's incredible. But where is there any understanding? Where is there any concern about the good of that other person, or your own good for that matter? Somehow or another, we have to learn that patience is a good thing. We're not all patient by nature. It doesn't just happen by nature. Most of us have to acquire. We have to learn patience. And that's what St. Paul is telling us. We have to learn to be patient. We have to learn to be understanding. We have to learn to be caring about others. We have to learn to be forgiving of others. And the reason he said is because that's what God asked us to do. You try to want the good of the other person. Are you going to be perfect at it? Probably not. Not in this lifetime. But you better be by the time you go to the next one, because you're going to have to put up with them up there. So St. Paul has a great message for us. It's interesting, this reading is used so frequently. Brides and grooms choose this reading for one of the readings at their wedding. People choose it sometimes for a reading at their funeral, or say special occasions in their anniversaries that are special to their family or to the community. They will choose this reading because it seems so appropriate that, you know, if we're ever going to find harmony and peace in our communities, in our world, in our families, we have to have people, us, who are reaching out and wanting the good of the other person. Not always demanding that, well, it didn't satisfy me, so heck with it. Or it didn't make me happy, so I have nothing to do with it. Or you broke the one condition that I said I would love you except for. That is not what we're talking about. That's not the kind of love Jesus taught us. And so when we look at what Jesus said, what he did, totally, unconditionally, without question, with everything he gives, and he said, I would like for you to imitate that. And so that's what our task is, that in our lifetime, We learn, as St. Paul told us, we learn that love is patient. We learn that love is kind. We learn that love is forgiving. We learn that love reaches out and cares. We learn that love is not self-centered, but that it reaches constantly out to the other. And I think so often in our world today, we confuse genuine love with kind of this self-love. If it pleases me, then it's wonderful. If it does not please me, then I want nothing to do with it. But that's so contrary to what our Lord has taught us. He said, you give because it's been given to you. You give because I have given to you. You love, you genuinely give in love because you want good for other people. Just as I'm sure other people want good for us. St. Paul's letter, it's almost worth committing to memory. I did that at one time, but I can't do it anymore. But it's a beautiful, that reading we had today in chapter 13 in 1 Corinthians. It's worth your while to take it home and periodically just open it up and maybe read it aloud to remind yourself once again, it's not all about us. It's about reaching out for the good of others. That's what God does. We are his disciples. That's what he asks us to do.